So let's take a look at what's new in Python tooling at Microsoft. My name is John Lamb, and I'm a Principal Program Manager in the Visual Studio team. Today, we're really excited to announce that we have released a new Python extension for Visual Studio Code, and we're going to take a look at that thing first. Next, some of you may be wondering, well, what about Python for Visual Studio, and how do I think about using that in conjunction with Visual Studio Code? And we've got something for you there as well. And then finally, when we're all done, let's take a look at all the places where you can go download the bits. So let's start with a demo of Visual Studio Code. Let's start to demo off by taking a look at Visual Studio Code. In the most recent version of Visual Studio Code that shipped just before the Connect conference, we have support for what we call multi-root workspaces. A multi-root workspace allows you to have multiple folders inside of a Visual Studio Code session, and each folder can belong to a different project. If you're familiar with Visual Studio, you can think about this as roughly analogous to a Visual Studio solution. Now, up here is a Python application. The Python application contains the code that we're going to be using in the session. This application uses a Python extension called Python extension that exports a function called increment. This increment function is actually defined in this second workspace directory, which contains the C++ code, and we're using the Microsoft C++ extension here to visualize the code and to have a code editing experience. Now, the Python application uses, of course, the Microsoft Visual Studio Code extension. Now, some of you out there are probably very familiar with Don Giamani's Python extension for Visual Studio Code. We recently hired Don onto my team, and we have now re-released this extension underneath the Microsoft publisher name. So Microsoft is now going to take over full ownership of this extension, and we're going to be investing additional resources into making this the greatest Python development experience on Visual Studio Code. So let's take a look at some of the interesting features that we have added in our first initial Microsoft release of this extension. One thing that we added support for is the ability to have multiple, to allow you to rapidly switch between different Python environments. So when we switch between the environments, you'll see that we have this, this drop-down that appears up at the top, which allows me, in this case, to switch between two different versions of Python. The top one is Python 2, and the bottom one is Python 3, and both of these are using the very popular Anaconda distribution of Python for Windows. Now, let's take a look at what we can do with running unit tests. If you take a closer look at this file, you'll see that it's simply got a bunch of unit tests for that Python extension that we wrote in C++. There's two different tests here. We have the test simple, which does some obvious things. And then we have a more interesting unit test down at the bottom, which tests some corner cases that might be interesting to us as well. Before we run this, you may notice that there's a whole bunch of different squigglies inside of this file. And all of these squigglies come from the built-in linting support that we have inside of the Python extension for Visual Studio Code. Now let's go off and run our unit tests. And the first time I run unit tests inside of the application, the Python extension is going to ask us, hey, you know, can you configure a unit test framework for this project? Because I haven't seen you use unit testing on this before. So in the dropdown, I can click here to enable it. I'm going to select PyTest because our tests are written using PyTest and a directory where those tests can be found. In this case, this is the test directory that we have over here. So now that I have those files defined, we can go through and run the tests. You'll see that once the tests have been configured, we see that we have little adornments that sit above here, these code lenses, which allow me to easily either run the test or debug the test, as the case may be. So let's just run the test here. And we can go bring up the test output window. And we can see the results of running the tests, right? So in this case, we have one test that passed in 0.02 seconds. I can run the second test down here below, and we can notice, oh my gosh, something failed here, right? And again, this is expected. Now, one of the really nice things about our extension is the fact that I can set a breakpoint and also click on debug test. So this will drop me into the debugger. So I'm going to go start running this. I can drop into the debugger and with a single click, be able to walk through and start debugging my tests. So I'm stopped at the debugger and I can hit F10 and go through each line of the test. And we can see that everything passes. Now let's take a look at the more interesting case below, which is this one here, because it failed. All right, so I'm going to set a breakpoint here. I'm going to run debug test again. And you can see what this C++ function in the extension, all it does is it increments the value that we passed in. So in this case here is a boundary condition, which is, you know, one below the maximum positive value of a signed 32-bit integer. Now that we're stopped here, I can hit F10. So what did I expect to see here? Well, you can see below in my assert, I'm expecting this to be one greater than this value. But instead, what I see is I see a negative number. So oops, there's probably something wrong here. So let's go a little bit deeper and let's debug into the C++ extension. Now, one of the marquee features that we have in Python tools for Visual Studio is the ability to do what we call mixed mode debugging. So let's add a line of code here to run the test corner cases function and let's drop a breakpoint in here. Now, when I run this project now, so you can see that I have the same Python application here, the same test under calc.py, the same module.cpp file. Those are the same files that we saw inside of Visual Studio. And of course, if I provisioned a Visual Studio solution file, I can edit exactly the same set of source code files from Visual Studio as well. And this way I can take advantage of that great mixed mode debugging feature. The mixed mode debugging feature in Visual Studio allows me, and let me show you this thing running. We're going to start running the debugger. It allows me to debug both Python code and C++ code inside of the same debugging session. Inside of the debugging session, I can see stack frames from Python code, and I can see stack frames from C++ code, all commingled together. And this makes for a fantastic debugging experience, especially for those of you who may be building native extensions in C++ that you want to use from your Python code. So now that we're stopped here in the debugger, let's go and step in. So I'm going to hit F11 here, and now you can see that I'm now stopped inside of this increment impl C++ function. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to step over this line of code where we're going to bring in the value that we got from Python, which was the max int value, and we're going to add one to it, right? And we can see that the answer here in C is what we would expect, right? This is, in this case, a 64-bit integer, so we haven't overflowed. But if I step over here and I take a look at what result is going to take the result of the computation and convert it back into a Python long. And one of the greatest features that we have in here is this Python view of this PyObject struct. And you can see here that we have a negative. So we ran into the overflow error in this case, and that's what's responsible for us having the incorrect result in our code. If you're curious, you can take a look at the code here inside of this commented-out region, which contains a correct implementation that will handle the integer overflow situation that we just saw. So that's the end of my demo. We saw in this demo a couple of things. The first thing was we saw Visual Studio code and the kinds of work that we can do editing Python code and debugging Python code and running unit tests all inside of a Visual Studio code session that also contains some C++ code. And then secondly, we saw that we can use Python tools for Visual Studio and its very powerful mixed mode debugging feature to allow you to debug both your Python code and your C++ code inside of a single session. So now that you've seen a demo of our tools in action, you're probably wondering where can I get these? In the links in the slide deck, you'll find download links to both Visual Studio Code and the Microsoft Python extension for Visual Studio Code. Finally, if you want to install Python for Visual Studio, you just need to download Visual Studio 2017, and in the installer, install the Python workload.